Quick Cup of Joe, 2C, all-time favorites. Prince. And really, he kind of bridges right on over to my second, Janet. No single artist affected my taste in an idea of music like Prince, ever. And I do mean ever. My parents would make me play music for them while they rested on weekends, and I remember one Sunday playing every album from the For You album to Dirty Mind until they sent me out to play. I lived and breathed his music like a crack addict from 10 to about 22 when he started having his little war with Warner Brothers and the music started taking a dark, less free and enjoyable turn. Every artist, every song, every thing that I knew that he had a hand in, even a passing association with, like, God, Tamara and the Scene, Sheena Easton, who I never would have listened to had I not known he had produced, like, an entire album for her. Every artist, everything like that. I either bought, borrowed, or downloaded. So yes, it was that deep. Albums You Must Have. Sign of the Times. 1999. And Purple Rain. These are non-negotiables. Go out and get each one of them. Because they are that good and that worthy of your listen. And I would find it very hard to believe that you don't know one or several songs from those albums. But if you are one of those Philistines in the world who have never heard any of those albums, any songs from them, you are really in for a treat. And move on to the other, Janet. Because, I mean, from Prince, begat so many other artists, and without Prince, in a way, there would not be Janet, because without Prince, there would not be Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and Janet. I love Michael Jackson as every good black boy of the 80s was supposed to. But if you had asked me who the fun Jackson was, I would have had to tell you, honestly, it was Janet. She really just kind of spoke to me in a way that Michael couldn't. She was the quiet one, and yet she was the one that you were kind of surprised that it was like, wow, she's just that freaking awesome. Her music wasn't the uneven thing that I felt Madonna's was. Each album, from Control to All For You, were rich in texture and feel, crafted from beginning to end, and they made you relate. Now, I know lately she hasn't been the icon she once was, and that's really kind of a shame in the land of Glee, where they can devote an entire episode to Madonna and Britney. And it's kind of interesting to see that, you know, someone as equally influential in music as Janet didn't receive the same kind of treatment. Because without a Janet, there would not be a Beyonce, there would not be a Britney, there would not be a Ciara and all of that kind of jazz. So, albums You Must Have: Control, Rhythm Nation, The Velvet Rope, and All For You. Go get them.